The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Connell & Company.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is a call or text-in show, 437-1620. My next guests, Will Maben and Angela Sherrill. They are realtors here in this community ready to help you buy or sell your next home. Maybe that dream home you've always wanted. They're going to be there. They're the experts to help you. And they're going to give you their personal cell phone numbers. They encourage you to call them. They're 24/7 for you guys. And they're going to be here to talk about some very important stuff. We've got some changes happening in the housing market. And as we were talking over the break, Mr. Maben, you said that it's a special time right now, right? Like, this is exciting. I want to talk about this. 437-1620, get in on this conversation. I want to let you know, though, starting on our next show, July 11th, because 4th of July holiday, of course, is going to take us out next time. But starting July 11th, we're going a full hour with this show. We're going to have Will and Angela on here for a whole hour, and you can get your questions, comments in. They're going to bring in special guests. This is going to be amazing. So starting July 11th, tune in at, I guess, 10?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. From 10 to 11, we're going to have a whole hour. So that's very exciting. Will and Angela, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Jake. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great. It's going to be a little bit of a weird weather day, but we'll get through it. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of people driving around looking for houses here this week. So what can we expect? What's going on in the housing market here in Pensacola?
Well, Will and I, over the last few weeks, have been entertaining buyers and their desire to get into some new builds. And it's really exciting. These builders are really rolling out the red carpet for these buyers. There are you can get in for almost nothing down. In some cases, zero down. They are giving what we call flex dollars to buyers, which would cover anything from, say, a covered patio, transitioning it from just being a covered patio to being a screen porch, which everybody in the area loves a screen
love
porch.
Love a Florida room here.
Yeah. So, you know, we're having fun with that. I think Will probably can tell you a little bit more about some of his new builds that he's been working on.
I do, and I have several. The best thing that I've seen so far is it's helping a lot of people who wouldn't normally qualify to buy houses be able to actually purchase their first home. They're going in, they're getting the flex dollars like you spoke about, and the builders are also using their own lenders to buy down interest rates. So the scary interest rate out there, they're helping with it. It gets your payment to a manageable spot. And what they're looking for is somebody with a 640 credit score. You have to have 2 years on the job with two tax returns. And
it's not too bad.
At least a modest income where you can afford to pay your mortgage every month.
Right. And they'll even pay your closing costs. And if you choose, you can put that flex money that you qualified for towards paying your closing costs. So
really?
Wow. Oh, yeah. So it really is great. And what people initially, it might be just a hair more expensive to get in a new build. But what is offset is the expense of property taxes and your insurance in particular.
Right.
And then you have builder warranties. You have manufacturer warranties that come with a new build. Mm-hmm. So it's really it's exciting.
And I bought one myself, and one of the things she didn't say is they're also way more efficient. My power bill for the last month was $102.
Wow. For the whole house.
For the whole house, yes. For the month, it was $102, and we had a hot month. Mm-hmm. So it felt like the air conditioner was running. I'm hearing that air conditioner kick on. I'm thinking, oh, no, the power bill, the power. $102. Everything's brand new, so it runs more efficient.
Right.
The insurance is always a little bit cheaper because everything's built to today's codes.
Right.
For the hurricane standards with the new roof, new water. Everything's new.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is that you can have a variety of buyers type of financing from conventional to FHA to VA. And that's
to USDA.
Yeah, and USDA. And that's really important because With Isn't so many
the Drug Administration, U.S. Drug Administration, USDA.
Well, it's the urban development. We've all heard about how they're shoving money into the urban development.
Right.
Well, this is a way to take advantage of that money that's being put out there.
You called it. What did you call it? A housing hack. It's a housing hack time.
That's what I'm seeing in, for a lot of people where it wouldn't normally work, where they could just run out and buy a house in these existing houses. You don't get the discounted interest rates. You don't get the discounted insurance. You're not looking at you're paying high insurance, high interest, and it knocks a lot of
renovations, paint, and flooring sometimes for the older homes.
And that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
There's a list, so it knocks a lot of what should be buyers out of the market.
Right.
And I call it a housing hack because this is opening the door for a lot of people. And let me tell you about it, and Angela will tell you about it. Give us a call. My cell phone number is 850-261-7020.
And mine is 850-292-3165.
Our goal is to put people in houses. That's what we want. We want like-minded people to work with, and let's help you.
Yeah. You have any questions, comments, let us know. Our number here at the station, 437-1620, you can call or text. And if you call, we'll put you right on the air with Will Maben and Angela Sherrill. You guys are with Connell and Company.
Yes.
BuySellConnell.com. And you can check out listings, homes there. Lots of great properties there. And so I wanted to ask you, why are builders bending over backwards? Why this shift? Because it wasn't always this way, right?
It wasn't always this way. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see large builders are coming in and they're building, and you know, they have investors that they have to answer to,
right?
And when you say why are they bending over backwards, well, if they're not, those investors are going to have questions. Why there's inventory, why are they holding inventory, why aren't they putting people in houses? These builders don't build houses to have them just sit there,
right?
And I talked to a new builder the other day and they said, you know, we've never built a house that didn't sell. And so
that's a good track record,
right?
That's good. And especially in this area, I think there's always a need for inventory, right?
Yes.
Yes, there
yes.
is.
The housing shortage did not start with COVID. Mm. It started prior to COVID. And so a lot of these home builders, they did hold off during COVID. I mean, prices were high. Builders already had the property. They have already, you know, forecasted, okay, you know, we're going to have this 400-home subdivision out in Pace or out in Beulah, wherever. They've spent that money. They now need to come out of the ground because they need to get their money back. I think Will had suggested that most of these big new builders, new home builders, their books close in September. So they need to get money on the books. They need to turn the page. And that's not to say that they're just, you know, building them and then just moving on. Mm-hmm. When you have somebody like Will or myself or somebody like Connell and Company, we pride ourselves on being sure that even with a new build, we do highly recommend that you have a home inspection. Because just like everybody, we're human, we make mistakes.
Right.
And, you know, you'd rather catch it on the front end, whatever the mistake is. And the builder... They want you to have a positive experience. So
the builder
get it
encourages the home inspections, and
that's good.
Just to spoiler for next month, our guest speaker will be a home inspector, and we're excited to have him in. If any of the listeners would like us to invite a lender or anything real estate related in, and we'll talk to them, we're happy to do that. Just text in or call.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And let me give out your numbers one more time. Will, your number you said was 850-261-7020. So you're 261-7020. And Angela, you are 850-292-3165. I will post those numbers on the liner notes for our podcast. We podcast everything on our website, newsradio923.com, and on our News Radio Pensacola app. So you can hear this whole conversation, and starting July 11th, there's going to be a whole hour of the podcast going for them. Will Maybell, Maben and Angela Sherrill, if I could talk this morning, they are here in the studio. They are your experts when it comes to buying and selling in this market. and there's lots of special things going on. Buyers are ready to talk to you. What sort of relationships can going with a new home builder, what sort of relationships do they have? What sort of advantages, other than just them really wanting to get you into that home, what do they bring to the table that you're seeing? Relationships with lenders and other people.
They bring the lender. They bring the closing, the title agents. They are a one-stop shop.
Right.
Now, they really do like working with outside realtors. Mm-hmm. Their success rate with an outside realtor is about 80% higher than without. So just walking into your model home and signing up with the agent on duty isn't always the answer. They do pay for you to be represented by a realtor out there. So select somebody that you trust, mm-hmm. and go into that model home. Get the stuff that you want, and they do offer some customizations. Mm-hmm. They've been very good. I'm a month in. They have texted me multiple times wanting feedback, complete surveys, make sure all of our warranty information. They've followed up to make sure everything's working properly.
Wow.
They have been a finger on the pulse for this entire move-in.
Wow. That's definitely different from the experience I had about a decade ago in another state. That was definitely not that way. So things are definitely changing. Yeah.
Right. I would tell you, too, that it takes a team. I have several out-of-town buyers who are buying in the same, happen to be buying in the same neighborhood. And so it's been really fun. They've gotten to meet some people from the area besides me, and they've come to appreciate this realtor that, and you know, when you go to a new build neighborhood, the agent on duty, he or she generally writes up the contract, but where Will and I really help is being able to walk through that contract with the buyer to be sure that they understand. And trust me, it takes both parties, everybody working together.
Mm-hmm. Anybody that's ever bought a car knows the amount of paperwork is immense. And buying a home, it's, oh man, so much more. So you need an expert in your corner just to sort of explain some of these things. There's lots of nuances to these contracts.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that I spoke about, you get a builder warranty and you get manufacturer warranties. One thing I would caution all buyers of these new homes, be sure that your realtor, whoever helps you in this process, that you get those warranties from the manufacturers changed into your name. Mm. Because when you don't and you have an issue, the manufacturer only has the name of the builder.
Right.
So just some little tricky nuances there.
Right.
And a lot of realtors wouldn't know that. Mm. So another reason to call Will and myself.
Yes, definitely. Will Maben and Angela Sherrill are in the studio this morning. If you have any questions or comments, we'll put you live right here on the show, 437-1620, starting July 11th. We're going to have a full hour with them. So if you have any recommendations for guests, if you know a good home inspector, if you know a good lender, anybody that you want to help showcase through this process, let us know. 437-1620. You're listening to the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much, guys, for the work that you do. I know it's challenging because, you know, you have to represent somebody. You have to find what they want. Sometimes in these new build situations, like you said, there's a what'd you call it,
Flex dollars.
Flex dollars. This is really, really new. So explain this a little bit more for somebody who might be just joining us. What is this?
Well, for instance, the builder to entice you to go ahead and sign on the dotted line, depending on whatever the price point is, it qualifies you for a certain amount of, quote, flex dollars. So you could put it towards you could put it towards a sprinkler system. You could put it towards, a lot of the new builds do not come with a refrigerator. So you could purchase a refrigerator through that builder.
Right.
You could get a screen porch. You could...
Some builders allow you to use that flex money as holdback money. Holdback money would be catch up your insurance, pay your insurance for the preceding year as you're going in. So it actually cuts the amount of money that you're going to have to come out of pocket in the beginning to buy into this house. And with a lot of the builders today, they're not all of them, but they're only taking $1,000 for earnest money. Standardly on existing sales, I'm doing about a 1% earnest money deposit.
Wow.
Only putting up $1,000 is great for, one, keeping cash in the customer's pocket. The whole process, you're going to need to have some of that money just so that you can go ahead and move forward with your insurance, move forward with everything. I've found a lot of people use the flex money to buy blinds and appliances that they might need. But really, just the fact that they allow it to be used as a holdback is huge, because that cuts the dollar amount out of pocket at closing. And if you're able to get into one of these where it's no money down, and then you've got holdback money already, you might be able to walk in at $1,000 to buy a new house.
Yeah,
of course, you have to make those payments. But that's a small detail.
Yeah, tricky little detail there.
But we all pay somewhere. Either you're paying your landlord for his house.
Or what I'm doing.
You could be paying yourself for your house.
But in the moving process, like you said, there's having a little bit of money, that flex money is great, because there's so much you have to pay for, and getting your utilities turned on, getting everything switched into your name. Like you said, blinds. Are refrigerators now such a custom thing that people don't expect to see a refrigerator in a new house? It's almost like a bed. Like, you wouldn't.
Well, you know, we get questions about washing machine and dryers
and
refrigerators. And I think it has to do with personal taste. You know, people spend an awful lot of time finding that refrigerator. And so, you know, they know exactly how they want it organized and set up. And then all of a sudden you move and you're like, well, do I leave it? That's another question we get. Do I need to leave my brand new refrigerator that I love so much that I spent, you know, whatever amount of dollars on? Is it going to, you know, is it going to help me overcome whatever a new owner of my house would want? It really just depends.
And it's a personal preference.
Personal preference.
And that builder might be willing to work with you to make sure you have the space for that, you know.
And the builder does not allow you to choose XYZ refrigerator. They have appliance
package
agreements.
Right.
And they put in the one appliance. For me, the one appliance wasn't the one that we wanted to go with. So there was no point in adding that cost for the and keep that flex money to keep cash in my pocket at closing.
Very nice. 437-1620, if you have any questions. We do have a text in here from a listener. They want to know, with new builds, is it typical to see lower insurance prices? We discussed that a little bit earlier.
Absolutely. I'm super excited about this. I have a house in Scenic Heights that I lived in for several years. My insurance there is $3,600 a year. And it's got a new roof. It's got a new HVAC. It has a new water heater at $3,600 a year. At my brand new house, we come in at $800 a year. Just what that does to my payment every month. It basically lowers $300 a month, and well, not a whole $300, about $220 a month. Keeps it in my pocket, which really it allows me to pay a little bit higher for the new house that I'm living in. The mortgage payment's a little higher than my Scenic Heights house because I bought it before all of this craziness happened, and I got in at a good interest rate.
Let's talk about predictions. Everybody's looking at the Fed and wanting to know about interest rates. We're hearing rumors of maybe some lower interest rates this year still. We've had two drops, I think, recently.
They were small.
And whew, like that.
Yeah.
So we're being told possibly September, sometime in the fall. We would still tell people, put your house on the market, because people are coming here, they're vacationing here, so there's a captive audience.
And we still have relatively low real estate prices compared to other places in the country. I know everybody's heard the nightmares of New York real estate or California real estate. we're in paradise here, yeah. And we're still relatively low priced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is affordable.
The secret is out, though. So if you're out there thinking about, well, one day I'm going to buy, today's that day.
Yeah. Yes, and definitely call Will and Angela today. Their numbers, I'm going to post them on the podcast information on newsradio923.com. You can also check out buysellcanel.com. Will Maben and Angela Sherrill, you're experts. They're ready to help you. Give them a call. Your personal cell phones, I'll go ahead and give them out. If you got a pen handy, go ahead and write these numbers down. Will Maben, 850-261-7020, or Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165. I don't know many realtors that just kind of hand out their own personal cell phone willy-nilly like that, so that's pretty impressive. You guys are dedicated.
Thank you.
Well, and we also take pride, and our company, it has a longstanding history of taking pride in our customer service.
Yeah.
We are there for every one of our customers. They become part of our family. We invite them to events. We do different things with them. And Angela and I, along with another realtor, Peggy Branch, had a customer appreciation baseball night this month
at the Blue Wahoos, and it was terrific. And they did fireworks. And, you know, it was tons of fun. Everybody loves a good ballpark hot dog and popcorn. And, you know, it's a family-friendly atmosphere. And that was a reason Will and Peggy and myself decided this would be a nice way to return our thanks. Oh. Because without you, the customer, you know, we don't have a job. So,
well, we call them family now.
Yeah.
Real quick, we got a couple questions that just came in. What are the advantages and disadvantages of buying down your interest rate?
Well, first, advantage. Advantage is you're really buying down that interest rate to get it to a lower payment amount so that is an affordable loan for you to achieve. Disadvantage, if the interest rate drops and you would be able to refinance, well, sometimes that money can be gone, and it's kind of a gamble buying that down. If you don't foresee the interest rates dropping to a point, and I tell everybody, I said, look, let's just sit down and do the math first. Let's see what kind of gamble you're putting out there on the table for this interest rate buy down, and what's it going to do for you on a monthly basis, and how many months is it going to take you to make that money back?
Exactly.
We have to just sit down in real time. Now, at the same time, for some people, if they don't buy those rates down, they're not going to get in the house because all lending is done on a debt-to-income ratio, and they have to keep that under a certain percentage for your mortgage.
Real quickly, Johnny is looking for a single-story home. Are you seeing any of those around? They're pretty limited.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, Johnny. Give me a call, 850-261-7020, or call Angela.
850-292-3165.
All right, Will Maben and Angela Sherrill, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks.